Red Alert, military attempts to frame InfoWars reporters for terrorism at the G20. This was posted on September 24th of 2009 at 1:18 a.m. on the website 12160.info. This is your publishing house. Good morning. It is December 29th of 2020. Today we are reading an audio report that was from Jason Douglas, Rob Dew, and Jason Burmis back on September 23rd of 2009. This report has been mentioned by InfoWars reporters in the last week, and it's one of the most censored reports by InfoWars or almost any reporter, because you can't find this report on the internet very easily. You really have to do a thorough search for it. You have to dig deep to find this report, even though it's a published report that was on InfoWars.com in 2009. If you go to InfoWars.com now and do a search for this report, you will not be able to find the report. If you do a search for Red Alert, military attempts to frame InfoWars reporters for terrorism at G20, you won't find it. So why is this report so censored? Well, we're going to read it for you and find out. And we're going to read the editor's note. Also, we are hiring individuals who are readers. If you're able to read in any language, please contact us directly. We would love to interview you and figure out if you'd be a good contractor to work with your publishing house. As someone who can read documents, most of which have been created by other people, and of course we give them credit for this. If you can read this document better than I can on my first time through, then you are hired. You can contract with us to read reports all day long at your publishing house in a climate-controlled environment, which will then be published on various other international platforms with credit and permission and copyright always given to the creator. And much of this content we create, people want to get out in any way possible. And this is content that's suppressed by other publishers. So what we do is we help to get this out and exposed so that your better ideas can be heard. As far as we're aware, this content based on Red Alert, military attempts to frame InfoWars reporters for terrorism at G20, is not available by copy. It's not available in print. It's not available in the Internet Archive. And it's not available on many other prominent sites that you would normally expect this written content to be available on. So, we're going to read it for you. And again, editor's note, this is a rush report to protect our reporters on the ground. It is an integration of multiple first-person accounts from Jason Douglas, Rob Dew, and Jason Burmis. Paul Watson at prisonplanet.com posted a link to Defense Link stating that more than 2,000 Army, Air Force, and National Guard troops were massing at a National Guard refueling station in the suburb of Pittsburgh in preparation for riot control. So we did what any news company would do. We sent our reporters to the base to request to speak to their press spokesperson. The following secret police oppression then occurred. InfoWars reporter Jason Douglas gave Alex Jones in Austin, Texas, the phone number that called the agent, the phone number that the agent called his cell phone from. Alex called the number and discovered that it was the county sheriff's department in Pennsylvania. A man who would only identify himself as Officer Witeska admitted to InfoWars.com that he had posed as an Alamo rental car representative and offered Jason Douglas 2 free days of rental if he would trade the car in. The InfoWars crew would then have been taken into custody by a joint terrorism task force. The officer also confirmed that Jason Douglas' name and driver's license information taken from the rental car company computers was being forwarded into the suspected terrorist's database and that it was being investigated as a potential case of terrorist activity. Officer Witeska went on to say that the Army had filed a report with them stating that the InfoWars crew members had refused to provide information to Army personnel and had fled the scene. That is a complete lie. The reporters from InfoWars went to the front gate and requested to speak with the information officer. Minutes later, another soldier arrived and told them that he would get them a media spokesperson after they showed their credentials. The InfoWars crew showed him the credentials. The officer then laughed at them and said, "These are not G20 credentials," and then wanted to speak to their boss in Austin. Rob Dew then called Alex Jones. For approximately 5 minutes, Alex then heard everything said over the cell phone as Rob Dew tried in a van to give it to the Army representative. The officer laughed at them and said, "You're freelance media. You might be able to talk to our public relations officer tomorrow if you come back." Alex says that he was shocked by how arrogant and hateful the soldier sounded, and that he was talking aggressively to the reporters. It is clear that the Army is attempting to frame us as they did in Brooksville, Florida, in 1999. Mainstream media has reported that the Army surveilled End the Fed protests, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and listed them as terrorists. DHS reports that InfoWars.com have broken that the military and police have been trained to believe that their red-blooded Americans are their main enemy. Reporters politely request that they be able to speak to the Army's media representative, which is standard operating procedure, and they are made the subject of a Homeland Security terror investigation. Alex wants the line so-called authorities to know that the American people are aware of their criminal activities. The American people are aware of the police provocateuring violence all across the United States at protest events, and that if they attempt to frame or entrap any of our reporters, they are going to be slapped by civil rights RICO suits that will dwarf the legal actions that stopped their criminal operations in the 60s and the 70s. Statements from Alex Jones. This is not some third world country where you can go mow down and enslave a bunch of our starving people. The ghost of what this great country once was is rising. I know what you are and what you do. You practice lies, deceit, and murder. You love the death you deal out to innocent people. Well, know this, your masters inject you with cancer-filled vaccines every day. All you New World Order servants drink deeper from the fetid cup that you pour out on the people. You curse yourself, your family name, and everything this great republic ever stood for. How dare you try to frame good, deceit First Amendment reporters? I pray that God soften your hearts and that you become good, decent people once again and not a bunch of arrogant control freaks on power trips. I know that you're just spoiling to bring in full tyranny upon this nation. But the American people are what waking up to who and what you are. The majority of your commanders have completely given themselves over to true evil. But I know that Ron Paul received more contributions from the military than any other presidential candidate. And I know the good soldiers are with us and that those they know what's going or what's happening. There's a hostile corporate takeover taking place in the United States. Foreign offshore banks have created tens of trillions of dollars in fiat derivatives and used it to fraudulently buy our country. The FBI, the military, and local police may have been brainwashed that those of us who are telling the truth are bad, but nobody's buying it. A change is coming. But not the real social engineer, but not the one the social engineers had planned on. Statement from the reporters. At 8:30 p.m. on the eve of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, PA, I received a call from a police officer pretending to be from Alamo Car Rental. During the initial course of the conversation, the supposed Alamo customer service agent tells me that the car I am driving has bad brakes and needs to be serviced. The agent baits me with a promise of several free days on the rental if I would take the car in and exchange it for another car. After explaining to the agent that we were stuck in downtown Pittsburgh in the heart of the G20 control zone and security has closed the streets to all traffic but pedestrians, I then offered to bring the rental car in once I knew what the schedule was for the road closures. Once he realized that I wasn't going to bring the car in and the trap would go unsprung, the tactics immediately changed, and he divulged that he wasn't in fact from Alamo, but worked for the military as part of an anti-terrorism task force. I could barely wrap my mind around what was happening, still stuck on the previous cover story. Officer Wateska, as he later identified himself, then began to explain that the car I had rented was recently seen at a military installation and had failed to provide proper identification when asked. He then insinuated that the occupants of the car had turned around and fled, leaving their identity in question. having no idea what to say and still reeling from the previous lies, I remained silent for a moment. He further explained that the military feared we may be terrorists, and he had released my name to the FBI and told me that I would be placed on an FBI watch list. Furthermore, he explained that the car was now flagged, and if spotted, would be pulled over and we would be detained. It was then implied that I was now on a list, and that if I didn't cooperate, he insinuated bad things would come of it, even though I was being very good sport about it, the whole thing. Veiled threats were being made, and I felt the grasp of our far too empowered military closing its fist. In the end, the alleged events of 9/11 have given our government carte blanche to do anything they think is necessary, as long as they can make the leap to terrorism. And in their minds, everything is potentially terrorism. They can justify almost any action, including asking questions. All their actions are justified under the veil of national security. Each day, we slip further and further into the police state. Below is the first account of Rob Dew and Jason Burmes following up on a report that 2,500 troops were stationed right outside Pittsburgh for the G20. Rob Dew and I pulled up to the gates of the 171st Airborne Division in Coraopolis, PA. Rob then asked the armed guard at the gate if he could confirm that the report that the U.S. troops were going to be deployed in Pittsburgh for the G20. The guard said he could not comment. Rob then asked if they could speak to a PR spokesperson. The guard told us to park in the side lot and they would contact someone. Rob and I then pulled to the side of the road as instructed and waited for a military representative who was supposed to answer our questions. Instead, when he arrived, he was not satisfied with our credentials. We spoke with him on and off for around 10 minutes, and he was still unsatisfied with our credentials. Even after taking Rob Dew's press pass, making some calls, and talking with other members of the military, he then told us that he would not answer our questions, and if we wanted to return with better credentials the next morning, he would answer our questions. He then gave us his contact information, and we left. Upon leaving, another car was parked sideways on the other side of the street, waited for us to pass, and then proceeded to follow us for one exit, and then departed. We arrived back at the hotel to meet with Jason Douglas. As we were leaving the hotel room, Jason received a call from the unknown number. So again, you cannot find this report on InfoWars, and I would suggest using the InfoWars search, not Google search or Yahoo search or Bing search or, you know, Microsoft search or any other search, not startpage.com search. You cannot find this article very easily without going to other websites and looking for it there. If you can read this article better than me, then we can hire you today to start reading reports so that we can publish these reports and get them out there in a more efficient way. We do pay a reasonable amount of money for each report read, and we only hire people who have not received any kind of shots. If they were forced shots as a child or something like that, or if they were forced shots by the medical cartel or the state then we can figure out how to maybe work with you. But if you've taken a shot, we're not going to hire you because you're too stupid to be able to work with us. If you've taken a vaccine or a flu shot, your mind just doesn't quite work well enough to be able to functionally work with your publishing house. We can provide you with publications that will help you understand how to improve your mind and improve your mental health by focusing on things like work, friends, expressing your love, and also enjoying your leisure time. Once you're to a point where your mental health is good enough so you understand that you shouldn't take deadly shots and you shouldn't put a harmful face diaper over your face because some, fat idiot told you to. Once you're to that point, once you understand you don't need to be locked down, right? Once you understand that, then you're intelligent enough to be able to work with other people. And we would love to have you if you could figure this out. If you're a contractor, you can work from anywhere. You can work from any of your publishing houses all over the world, including, the ones in Arizona, California, Washington, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Italy, China, even. We have associates in China who also will help you to contract and work and expose the better ideas of others. Contact us on the Brax.me app. So go to Bravo Romeo Alpha X-ray dot Mary Echo and chat with Publish. That's Publish on the Brax app. Chat with us 24 hours a day. We have many people who have been in the or who are active in the military and who are inactive, who have been honorably discharged, and they are now military veterans who do work at your publishing house and affiliate with us every day. The owner of your publishing house is a has three generations of military veterans in their family. So, we're not against the military. We love the military people. What we're against is people being misused to do corrupted behavior and to harm others and to threaten others and to deceive others and to harass them in a malicious way. And so look up the Red Alert, military attempts to frame InfoWars reporters for terrorism at G20.